The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Gunslinger Hour right here on KRLA.
How are you?
Goodbye.
Bye, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Well, she runs a great radio show, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, we appreciate you listening to us, but you definitely want to give the hour before us a good listen to.
Oh, yeah.
You
bet. Kathleen's
something
definitely
special.
A two-hour kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
Take up your Sunday
order
night.
Order a pizza.
What the hell else are you going to do? There's nothing on TV anyway.
Right? Especially if it's Southern California, because it's just raining outside anyway.
And, you know, there's so many ways now. We've got Rumble. We've got Facebook Live. There's iHeartRadio. If you're in L.A., you can just listen right here on the radio station. You can even pull that up if, like...
Well, right now, just saying that we do have both feeds going live, and the Facebook feed tends to fall sometimes, so the Rumble's up, but both of them are running simultaneously.
Yeah.
So if you can't do one, do the other. Find
or
us.
Do both.
We can always use the views,
there
folks.
You go.
Anybody watch a baseball game listening to Vince Scully on the radio?
Right. It's called a simulcast. There you go.
Word of art.
Yeah. Se habla español.
So this is a live show. This is the Gunslinger Hour. I am Jeff, the Gunslinger himself. I was today. I went to a shoot. And, man, I'm going to take most of this first to tell you guys what's been going on in Glendora.
Dying to hear.
Okay,
you left this on a
I've been putting stuff on my Facebook page all week long, kind of hinting at what's been going on. So here's what's been happening. So as you guys, anybody who's been listening knows, my landlord at the location that I've been at for 14 years, that has been a gun shop since 1978, gave me a 90-day walking paper. So they told me, you know, 90 days, and, you know, I made a beef, and they said, okay, we'll give you till October. And it's like, well, that sucks, but at least it gives me some time to make some moves and find a better place to go and so on. And then out of the blue, and for no apparent reason other than ego, I really don't know, I was told, again, I'm back to 90 days. So as of June, I'm out of there. So, you know, I have been spending my Sundays driving around Glendora, and as we all know here in SoCal – it apparently rains every day now.
All of a sudden.
That's our new...
Yeah, so I'm
driving
around.
Some guy with a big arc, animals.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, he's my neighbor. There's Noah 1 and Noah 2 on the other side, and just on the in case.
And you look at the heavens and say, Noah more.
That was a stretch. But anyway, so we're going along, and I'm driving around up and down Glendora. I'm going up and down Route 66 looking for places. I'm going up and down Foothill. I'm going up and down Arrow Highway. And I'm just striking out everywhere. Finally, I find a place. All right, this is a mile north of me. There used to be a big sports chalet center, and of course, sports chalet, you know, rest in peace.
Just north of the 210, yeah?
Yeah, just.
I took it to the limit.
And so we're right next to Spaghetti Eddie's, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, so, you know, so I find this place. I track down the manager. I get him to tell me, you know, what the deal is. We seem to be doing okay. Everything's grand. And then the other shoe falls where, unfortunately, we've been told that the city has laid out this really bizarro version of what can and cannot be here, there.
It's, some sort of strange zoning?
Yeah, it's a Route 66 purity zone or something zone. Exactly, you know, and I'm like, what in the hell?
Purity zone?
Yeah, well, you know, keep it clean zone or something.
This is just for diesel, old tires, and rotted mufflers.
I mean, yeah, it's Route 66.
It's six, right?
If it's good enough for Martin Milner, it should be good enough for me, I'm thinking, right? So I'm just
really
dumbfounded.
Wow.
And now we're back to square zero, and I'm driving up and down Arrow. Well, I went and I looked. I met the owner, one of the owners of this place that I'm talking about, and I went in and looked, and it's very resemblant of the old store.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's not real wide, but it's real long. And
the deep
store. Yeah, no phrasing. Shut up. But So it's doable.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, this would be just about fine.
No, if square footage
is 1800, which is exactly what I'm at now.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, you know, but we still have this major drama going on with the city. And so
is there anyone you can talk to?
Actually, there is. So about a year and a half ago, the old mayor and the still police chief, you remember, came into the shop, and they told us that, you know, they appreciated us being open because we were supplying Glendora PD with
your essential everything. Business during the pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we, you know, and we pay a lot of taxes, and the city appreciated that. We were the only people in our strip paying rent, and he still told me to. Yeah.
Well, thank God they got you out of there.
Oh, right. And so anyway, so he told me if there's ever anything you need, you call me. So I did.
Ring, ring.
And
ring.
Of course, you know, I didn't get him. I got, you know, I got a lower end bureaucrat, and I don't remember name, that was fairly unpleasant. And I said, I'm sorry, you know, this is kind of a really important matter. Is there somebody above you I could talk to? And she put me in charge with somebody above her. And he was very polite and very nice. And he was with the planning committee and said he, you know, he didn't understand this whole thing. And
he didn't understand.
Yeah. And so
from the inside,
he says, I will get this to the mayor, and you know, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And about 2 hours later, I'm driving up and down Route 66 looking for another place, and my phone rings, and it is the mayor of Glendora.
Wow.
Called me.
Hey.
First of all, that's kind of how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. It used to be.
Right?
Used to,
I'm glad to hear that. Good on him. Go on.
And so he says, you know, I got your message. I checked into it, and this is something that's been around since like 2002, and da 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 da. And you know, I don't necessarily agree with it. You know, I'm a corn-fed Iowa boy, and I have no problem with firearms. And so he says, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. There's a council meeting tonight, and I'm going to bring this up and see what we can do." So, guess what? As it turns out, this was written in 2002 when we had an anti-gun mayor and an anti-gun police chief, which are no longer either of them.
It's 21 years ago. Come
yeah,
on,
with
geez.
The city of Glendora. The city council said, this is bogus, and they struck it down.
That is politics. Honestly, that's politics at its finest.
So
that's what it is supposed to be like.
Yeah, I got a call the next morning from the young lady that wasn't so polite the first time and was very polite and said, come on up. We not only have a graphic map showing you where you can go, we went ahead and found you a whole bunch of open businesses, and I mean,
they
Glendora.
Would be glad, but that's how it's supposed to be. They'd be glad to have the tax income. They'd be glad to have a business functioning in their city.
Amazing.
So Glendora came through with flying colors, and then later that afternoon, the mayor called me back and said, you know,
everything okay?
Yeah, and he hadn't gotten the final. And I said, yeah, the city planning commission called me this morning, and they said that I am good to go with my original location. And he said, oh, that's great. And then he filled me in on what's going on. And I told him, you know, anything I can ever do for you, you come see me. And he said, I will. And,
absolutely.
You know, hopefully they can get the Cop of the Year award gun back, which we did for years and years for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
I love every part of that story. But that is how it's supposed to be. Those guys work for us.
Yeah. I fought the law and I won.
And you won. The Glendora, the pride of the foothills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really when you think about Los Angeles or the state at large, where you have these politicians who think they're above and beyond all of us, no, they work for us. This is supposed to be some kind of a partnership, right?
Yeah,
this guy gets it.
And I was dumbfounded. I got a call from the mayor twice in 2 days.
That's amazing.
Well, and don't you know who you are?
Well, apparently I didn't, but I guess I do now. So anyway, so I met again with the owner, And then he tells me that it's four brothers that own this shopping center, and one of their brothers is a vehement anti-gunner, and so they were going to have to do some things and schmooze it over with him. I talked to him yesterday at length, and we're going to go ahead and sign a five-year lease, but at 3 years, it's going to give them the option to keep or release me. And, you know, I'm going to be 65. Maybe I don't want to be there anymore, you know?
Give me a time frame so I can find
my
exit.
How long? Sports Chalet went under half a decade ago?
Yeah, it's
more?
Been some time. It's been
how
some
happy
time.
Are they to actually have
someone in that spot?
Well, we're not
paying
taking
rent
over
in
that,
a timely fashion?
Yeah, we're not taking over the Sports Chalet store because that thing's gargantuan.
Huge.
I'm a couple of doors up in 1,800 square feet. Sports Chalet would never fit in 1,800 square feet.
No, but
ski shop.
Yeah.
Even still, that whole area had been abandoned for so long.
Just
to get some life, pump some life back into that. Maybe find someone to fill that Sports Chalet.
How's it supposed to work?
Yeah, and you know, he was worried about, you know, because they want to get an anchor store in there, and of course, you know, everybody would want that. And an anchor store, he was concerned about the anchor store not wanting to be near a gun shop. That was his concern. And I said, I'm not going to name the name, but a major grocery store, we were looking at a place over in Azusa, and that grocery store had no problem with me going there. And I told him that, and he's like, oh, okay. And that's what started the whole
Had they surveyed the neighbors that you have at your current location,
right
they were really glad you were there.
All of my neighbors except one got together, and they contacted the landlord's guy, and everybody said, don't let Jeff go, and they still did it.
Anyway. Oh, they still
so did anyway, it. That's all the update on that. So we're going to be looking at we're already dismantling the store. I posted a picture of that earlier this week. Yeah, we're already taking stuff down, and as soon as we can, we're going to start moving stuff
get her
up.
Done.
And yeah, we'll be as soon as I sign, we're going to start the ATF, the FFL. Federal firearms license stuff.
Transferring.
Yep, and so we'll be doing that. But
how long should that take?
It literally should take about 12 minutes, and if you get it done in 60 days, it's a miracle.
Well, last time it was down to the wire. You were honestly
Day of. Yeah, that was my certificate of eligibility, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to, because we're almost done with time on this one, let's get to Richard over at the airport. Richard, how are you?
Good evening, you magnificent seven gunslingers.
Richard, we're running low on time. I was a little bit too gassy this time, so go quick.
All right, well, pretty quickly, I'm just curious about the four-cylinder Derringer. Is that a .22 caliber?
The Sharps version that I recall is a .22 short.
Yeah.
I know that Mossberg made one called the Brownie. And I believe that was in .22 long rifle.
There's a thing called the COP, which was a .357 Magnum.
No thanks. But
fire each one. Is it a complicated thing to fire 1, 2, 3, and 4?
No, it is a single action. What happens every time you cock the hammer back, the firing pin rotates. It's really a cool little gun, and I pretty sure I have a couple of them.
Go figure.
But they're really a fun little gun, and I want to say at one point maybe even Sharps made that in .32 rimfire also.
That would make sense. .22 is pretty anemic.
Yeah, and .22 short, extremely anemic. So,
okay. All right. Well, anyway, you know, it was just St. Patrick's Day. Do you know what a leprechaun eats for lunch?
I'm going to guess Lucky Charms, but
the breakfast.
He's a Bellarney sandwich.
Bellarney sandwich. Real quick, what's the richest country in all of Europe, Richard? It's Ireland. The capital is always Dublin.
Oh.
Hey, nice. Real quick, Richard, I heard you on Leon this morning. Did you hear me? I called in and talked to him for a couple of minutes.
I might have, but it was just kind of, I had so many things going.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I was on the second segment at the 8 o'clock hour. I called in because I'm having a hell of a time with my 55 Chevy in the carburetor. And Leon gave me about six things to check, and we'll be doing that next week.
That is cool.
Yeah. He'll take care of you.
Yes, he will. All right, Richard, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Okay, this is the Gunslinger. Oh, not that's
Lines
the
are open.
Doors. I love that song. This is the Gunslinger Hour right here on KRLA.
R-L-A.
We'll be back with Rick from the CRPA right after this.
Yes, sir.
your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, get back to making noise with the pots and pans.
I thought it was Roll My Breakfast because I'm a hungry man. But anyway, yeah, welcome back into the
good song too.
The Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And as promised, oh, by the way, this is a live show, and we do take phone calls.
We sure do. That's going to be at 866-870-5752.
So as soon as we're done with Rick, we do take calls. Also, you can catch us on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, that's the Gunslinger Hour radio show on Facebook and the Gunslinger Hour radio show on Rumble. Both going live, both comments and everything up there, so jump on right now, folks.
All right, very good. And now let's see if there he is. How are you, Rick?
Wonderful. Congratulations on the new site.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you know, one keeps crashing on us, so we decided maybe it's not us after all.
Yes.
So.
No, I meant your new store site.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you, when I sign that lease, you're going to hear a sigh that's going to travel about 75 miles.
Twice around the world.
It has been brutal on me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Huh, so what's going on in Excremento?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, everybody
actually,
get ready.
Okay. Actually, we had a good week.
Hey.
Good yeah, so we're down from the 100 bills to 77.
Whoa,
so we've knocked
that
a few out.
Good.
So that should be good news for you guys. But I also had the CCW conference, which is something the CRPA, working with a couple other sheriff's departments, started 4 years ago, and this year we had 42 sheriff's offices and 39 police departments.
Nice.
Meet to discuss on, you know, pushing CCWs out. And I want to do a shout out because we had several that your people here in the Southern California area would probably be shocked to hear, but Inglewood Police Department showed up, and they're going to be starting their own CCW unit.
Wow.
LAPD showed up. They're starting the unit.
Excellent.
And along with the sheriff's office, they showed up. This was their second year there. Really impressively was the California Highway Patrol showed up. And while they don't issue, they wanted to understand what people are issuing so that CHP officers, when they pull over law-abiding CCW owners, don't make mistakes and don't cause issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had San Francisco Sheriff and San Francisco PD both show up.
Holy cow.
That's pretty huge.
That's like three quarters of the sheriffs, three quarters of the counties in California.
Man,
yeah. So we're very, very pleased. Everybody was working on it. We held a little seminar on both denials and working on appeals, and so everybody was very, very helpful. Everybody was working, and everybody's really trying to streamline the process. A couple of the counties I know where people are listening. Maybe like, hey, they're a little slow. Look, there's a lot more people that are applying. And that's great. And people are trying to build up their crews. They've also had some retirements in several different departments because we're at that stage where a lot of people, especially in this post-COVID world, have decided to either take an early retirement or retire at the right time. And so those people are being replaced. It takes a little time to get them up. But everybody's progressing. CRPA does have a CCW project where we are monitoring, and when they slow down on issuing, they get a warning letter from our attorneys. But I will tell you, with the exception of a county that I won't say the name, Alameda, that everybody else is really working to comply. And if they don't, well, then we'll take them to court to make sure that California gun owners' rights are heard and upheld.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I thought a little good news would be nice for a change.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't, well, anytime you can knock out 20-some-odd bills in a week, that's not bad.
No, so we got a lot more. We're not going to have other weeks like that. The rest of this is going to be a grind, but we're ready for it. We're braced for it and looking really positive. Along with that, I would like to do a shout-out because I know Maria's been trying to help get you guests, but she's also doing an incredible event that will be out the Bass Pro in Riverside, and it's going to be a gun extravaganza, so people want to go out there and support. That's a fun little game event where people can win firearms and do other things.
Sweet.
And we're going to start bringing those around to different places and hope to get something going with you guys, too. And those are all great ways for people to have fun, get people out learning about stuff, and supporting the cause.
Very good. When is that,
Rick? Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask me that. I know it's in April, and I know it's the week of, I believe, April 19th. It's that Saturday after April 19th. And I know that because I have a big event going on at the Capitol. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's just up the road for me, so maybe I'll stop by.
Yeah. Cool. That'd be great.
Very good. That's cool. So, do you have other news? Anything bad befall us this week?
Oh, no.
No. Actually, we're waiting right now for, I will just let your listeners know, we're waiting for Benitez. Benitez should be issuing something this week or next week.
Wow.
And it's going to be a double punch. I mean, he's going to tell us that, yes, on about three different lawsuits, including the ammunition lawsuit, obviously the magazines, and also on assault weapons. Those are all going to get favorable rulings. Obviously, the state is going to overreact because they always do.
Yeah.
And so we're braced both for that in the courts, as well as there's about 30 spot bills out there, which I totally know they're going to weaponize the moment those hearings come out. And so when it does, we're ready for it, and we're going to roll with it. And so if the listeners hear stuff and start to go, oh, no, what's going to happen? Nothing. We've got this.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
And okay, so he comes out with favorable rulings, and then the state is going to get some kind of a stay on it, I'm going to assume?
Yeah, what they're going to try to do is, well, I hope they won't. They'll do it. They'll appeal it. It'll go to a three-judge panel. We'll win that. We're highly confident. Then they'll take it to an en banc. That's a coin toss. If we win it, we're done. If we don't win it, then it goes back to the Supreme Court.
Back to the Supreme.
And the reason I'm asking this is because of the Supreme Court. And you think we'll get fast-tracked, or do you think this is going to be another two-year wait?
Yeah, you know what? This is the huge debate. Mm. So it depends on timing. Benitez has done a lot of things to close that time gap so the state can't stall. But obviously, that's what, you know, the governor and the attorney general want to do, is stall this as long as possible, hoping that there will be another 4 years of Democrats inside the White House so they can try to flip the
Supreme Court.
So this is going to be a very tough election. And by the way, the election has already started because it's amazing to watch how many people are already running for office in this state.
Are you watching how active Newsom is right now? The stuff he's doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun to watch that, you know, I'm just saying his wife does sit on the board of a certain bank that went belly up, just saying.
Oops. Just saying, Zoll.
You better look over here. Look over here. Do not see the man behind the curtain, right?
Pay no attention.
Absolutely unbelievable.
So, but I want to thank you guys. And, again, congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks.
That's an answer to a lot of prayer.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And I appreciate everybody with the kind words and such because, man, I announced last week, I think I'm down 54 pounds now, and everybody says, well, how are you doing it? You know, and I said, well, exercise. Yeah, it's not exercise. It's not what I'm eating. It's absolute 100% stress.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my buddy Kurt told me this, I think last night, the man that chases two chickens never catches either. And, so now with the two stores, man, am I feeling it? Holy mackerel. So,
well, God bless you for everything you do.
Thank you kindly, and same to you, Rick. Because you know, I don't have time to get up to excremento, and I don't think I'd want to go. I was there a few years ago for a California State match, and the outskirts are beautiful. But man, you get anywhere near the cities of San Francisco or excremento, and it really is excremento. Yeah. It's just
I'm all intrigued, Rick. I'm all intrigued about San Francisco being there.
Yeah, I mean here's the thing that people have to realize. There's the politicians at the top, and then there's the men and women in uniform that have their heart on the streets. Mm-hmm. And by and large, I will tell you, because I work with them all the time, law enforcement up and down the state are with us. Wow. And I'm very proud of them. I do everything I can to support them. They show up and they testify. They tell the truth. They don't play games. And so, I'm biased because I've got multiple generations in law enforcement, so I'll just say that straight out there. But you know what? They're some of the best people in the world.
Sure.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right. So, Rick, for all the things that you guys do, listeners, you got to get
CRPA.
Yeah, join a CRPA, donate your time, your money, whatever you can do, and how do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org, and if they have questions or comments, contact at CRPA.org.
All right, very good.
All right. Rick, thank you, guys.
Good luck thank this you. Week, and we'll talk right. to you next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, take care.
Bye okay, bye. See you later.
We're going to have to get some new theme music for him if he keeps doing the Pollyanna thing.
Yeah, no more Darth Vader music.
Walking you know, hey, on sunshine.
While we got 30 seconds, he brought up a lot of prayer, and I want to throw out this to my friends John and Annie and the Cajon Prayer Posse, because I know that these guys have been behind me 100% with all this stuff that I've been going through, and I just want to say thank you, guys. I
oh,
really
God
appreciate
bless.
It.
How wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, to our friend Opal Rose.
Oh, our yes. prayers yeah, still with you.
Who's, yeah, hopefully. She's going to pull out of this, too. Oh, God, another good song. I love this song.
They're rocking you
all
today.
Right, folks, this is the Gunslinger Hour, and we got Christopher. We're going to get to him right after this. Call us at
866-870-5752.
We're going to get to your calls right after this. This is the Gunslinger right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Just to watch my friend.
Oh, it's a stone. Yeah, stone. Yeah. Get this off. I'm not a. You know what? In the 60s, you were what? A Beatles guy?
Or a Stones
yes, guy?
That's absolutely correct.
And I am not a Stones
were
guy.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
Yeah. Neither. I'm a mocker.
I'm a mocker.
What do you call that hairstyle? A hairstyle. Welcome back to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And as promised, this is a time where you guys call in and we answer questions. You got any questions about guns? You got any questions about paperwork involving guns?
Auctions. If you have questions about
give us
any
a call.
Of it. It's going to be 866-870-5752. Call
let's get to now. Christopher, who's been waiting patiently. Christopher, how are you, sir?
How's it going?
All right.
Thanks for waiting, man.
What can we do for you?
I'm a first-time gun owner. Do you have any tips for me? Like, should I go to the range by myself? What do I do? I'm a first-timer.
Do you have any friends with firearms at all?
I think so, yeah. A couple friends.
I would recommend...
Yeah. Older cats, though, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Like, they're like in their 70s, though.
Well, so.
Yeah,
they probably shoot great.
A lot of experience there.
I don't want them to accidentally hit me.
Well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fair enough. I would try and go with somebody. A lot of ranges, especially indoor ranges, are a little hinky about somebody showing up alone. Mm-hmm. Because it has happened, especially if you're going to try and rent something. They actually won't do it in California anymore because a few people have
potential
gone in.
Liability.
Yeah, rented a gun and unfortunately great ended it all right there. So I would try and find somebody to go with you. Yeah.
What did you get?
I got the Glock 34.
Nice.
Excellent first choice, my man. Yeah. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Really? It's like it's kind of long barrel life.
It is, but that just makes it a little more accurate.
Yeah. Less recoil, more performance out of the cartridge, easier to shoot, and more accurate.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. Great first choice.
And I've got one, so there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I love the Glocks.
It doesn't kick back as much?
No,
No, it will not.
Mm-hmm.
No, 9mm is a good solid round, and all these guys out there right now that are going, oh, I don't like those stupid plastic guns, and oh, 9mm is for wussies. Well, anytime anybody wants to stand in front of one,
you just be my guest.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Now, what generation is it? How do I find out what generation?
Well, I can tell you what it isn't.
Third.
Yeah. It's probably a third if you bought it in California, Chris.
If you bought it new, it is definitely a third because California is only allowed to have third because...
And they're at their fifth generation now, correct?
Yeah, fifth working on sixth.
Can I make a point here real quick? Do you know where the fourth generation and the fifth generation guns are manufactured? Smyrna, Georgia. United States of America. Do you know where the third generation Glocks are manufactured?
Austria?
They're manufactured in Austria. You cannot buy an American-made Glock because of California's convoluted and, frankly, ridiculous firearms laws.
In California.
So if you look on the side, it'll say made in Austria. Still a good gun.
Wow.
Let there be no doubt.
One more question. What are the laws? Like, if someone come in, I got to wait for them to be sitting in the living room? Like, what do I do?
Well, what city do you live in?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so you are in L.A.? Okay, here's the thing. I am not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV. So I'm going to give you kind of a basic outline. But California, in general, says if somebody comes into your house and threatens you and has something threatening upon them, you have the right to shoot. And that's about as far as I'm going to take that, because otherwise you're starting to step into all kinds of different counties and you know, reasons for me to get sued. So
yeah,
can I give Chris the mantra?
It's funny that they got to actually have something.
Yeah,
That's a little bit sad, isn't it? Here's the mantra that I have all of my shooting students learn, and I'm not kidding about this. You learn to say these particular things. Number one, I was in fear of my life. Number two, I just wanted him to stop. Number three, I'd like to speak to my lawyer. Chris, are you older than 50?
I'm right at 50.
Oh, that's good age.
It took me a long time to become a first, you know.
took me a long time to get to 50, I'll tell you what.
I'm thinking years. About 50 years. Yeah, go ahead.
And the fourth thing then, once you cross the 50 line, the last thing you say, if there are any questions beyond that, is I need to see a doctor. I think I'm having a heart attack.
There you go.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, and also, if they decide to turn around and go, you cannot shoot them.
No, you let them go.
Yeah,
you let them go. And whatever you do, don't stand over them and empty that second magazine. That's
okay. Do you guys offer classes?
Well, Mark does.
I am a firearms instructor, and we can get you hooked up with that if you would like.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, is there something I can email or go on the website and kind of sign up for and look at what you guys doing and all that?
Absolutely.
Are you on YouTube or anything?
Go to, while there are a number of another YouTube possibilities, if you'd like to pursue this further, you can contact me at CowboyFJT, that's Foxtrot Juliet Tango.
CowboyFJT.
CowboyFJT at yahoo.com. Send me a note.
CowboyFJK?
Okay. FJT, that's Tango.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Thanks for that good information, you guys. I appreciate it. And I'm so if I can't find the one to go to the range with me, just walk in there and ask an instructor in there to kind of assist me.
Call beforehand and they'll hook you up.
Usually they'll have someone available for you to have a little one-on-one.
Just about every range will have some kind of a training facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, Christopher.
Okay, I'm going to go buy one by LAX. Okay.
Very good.
Sweet.
Thank you. Good luck and congrats on your purchase.
Absolutely.
Good start, man.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so all lines are open. What has happened to us and our phone callers? Remember we used to get a ton of them, and everybody's just gone to sleep on us.
We're doing too much.
So darned interesting. Mm-hmm.
That they don't want to interrupt us? Right.
Yeah, we just keep
it
running.
Hey, off of Facebook, a guy from Texas by the name of Jim Potter.
Well, Jim, I know him.
Yeah, you do.
Talked to him earlier today.
Did you, in fact?
Yes, I did.
He was asking about a PC carbine match. Now, Jim, if you want to comment on that, I'm pretty sure he shot one of those yesterday.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And I think he was questioning if we had any thoughts on that. I have some pretty strong opinions. Yourself?
Well, I want to do one, damn it. I've got the guns to go. I'm ready to rock. I want to try it.
Heck yeah.
It is so freaking fun.
Fun. That's exactly what it's got to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, cool round, cool gun, and then what you're shooting at. It's like, the whole kit and caboodle.
It's like an action pistol mask, but you're running a carbine.
Yeah, and you've got the AR platform type.
That's the most popular. Yeah. There are others.
But you've got the Ruger PC9, which I absolutely adore.
That's
that
a great little carbine.
Fun little shooter.
So cool.
So, you know, you've got that. And we've got Brent from L.A.
Hey.
Brent, how are you?
Long time no hear.
Hello, gutsy and grand gunslinger.
Thank you kindly.
You alliterative son of a gun.
Yeah, boy. What is going on with you?
Well, I wanted to congratulate and wish you mazel tov on your new site.
Thank you, sir.
That's actually muzzle tov. Thank you.
Oh!
Hey, he's a funny guy, you know?
And then I want to thank and praise the wonderful, patriotic, and gallant mayor of Glendora for his courage and love of our Constitution. Absolutely.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
He's doing his job, man.
Yeah, he said he was going to try and come in and say hello tomorrow. So hopefully at the Glendora store. Hopefully I'm not here because I got to be here cutting commercials.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully. Go ahead.
Well, then I was hoping you'd get him on your show and then on to Kathleen Wells' show and then on to The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant and then invite him to come to next month's Unite the Inland Empire. And then we'll have him start thinking about running for United States Senator against the no-good-for-nothing shiftless Adam Schiff.
Hey,
dear God, someone, please.
Yeah, I don't know how busy he is, but we'll see what he says when he comes in.
I'll slide him this napkin. Here's your itinerary for the next 5 years.
I couldn't be happier with him, and he's, you know, I don't live in Glendora, unfortunately. If I did, he would definitely have my vote.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I'm sure when time comes, we will have a poster of his in our window.
Solid.
Yeah, but it's nice to find out that we actually have a politician in California who actually has some concern for the Constitution.
Right. I mean, he heard my case. He called me personally, talked to me for 5-10 minutes, told me he was going to do something, actually did it, and then
quickly
called me back the next day.
To make sure it got done.
Yeah.
That's how this is supposed to work.
Instead of
shoving some sort of progressive ideology down our throats, just do your damn job.
Yeah.
Jeff's running a freaking business. Legal to make, legal to sell, legal to use, constitutionally protected. Who doesn't want this guy paying rent?
Yeah, it's just absolutely
and providing insane taxes for the city's tax base.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary when just an ordinary guy is extraordinary because they're
because
ordinary.
He did his job.
Yeah,
True that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Brent, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the congrats. Okay. We got another call. Howard in L.A. You want to get to that, or did you have something?
I'll get here.
Okay.
There's a couple things on the Facebook. Someone's asking if they get the new Cheetah model in California. So I'm just trying to look it up right now.
Beretta Cheetah?
I believe so.
I think that's an 85. I don't know that that's still on the California approved list.
We'll see.
It was at one point, I'm pretty sure. But
if you have any doubt about that, and that's not something we know, you can go to California DOJ handgun roster.
Yeah.
And that'll pop up.
And again, this roster, it used to be 5 years, and now it's
every year.
Yep. So they have to submit guns and early and do this testing and pay an extortion
list
fee.
It keeps getting shorter and shorter
every
and shorter
year,
for
more
some
and
reason.
More. You know, Smith & Wesson has one single solitary semi-automatic on that list, the MP9.
Shield?
Yeah, Shield.
Yeah, they make it harder.
That's sad.
It's so easy to get kicked off this list, but to get on it, you have to run through so many rings of fire and so many ridiculous
rings of fire.
And Ruger dropped all of theirs, you know, and the only thing they have is the little LC380. Now, revolvers are a different story. They get through a lot easier, but and Ruger has several revolvers. But
and I know you like the 380 because of its power. And
well, what is 380 again? 9mm on stun. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Okay, let's get to Howard real quick in L.A. Howard, what can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, I was looking back at my history, my memory of history. Stoner came up with a weapon to use in Vietnam. It was a 9mm battle rifle.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do not. I am a fan of Eugene Stoner, but
yeah.
I don't, because he's the one that basically invented the AR-15, yeah, which, again, Armalite Rifle 15, not
Armalite Rifle, folks. That's
yeah, not
the, that's
assault
the
rifle.
Yeah.
Assault is an action, not an object.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it was on the news, and he designed a weapon with the ability to launch grenades.
Okay.
And you could fire the nine millimeter had a reflex sight on it. It's a rifle, it was good out to 300 yards, kind of like a M1 carbine.
Well,
that's a little optimistic for a 9.
For a 9mm, that's some shooting, but
well, it's in a rifle. Oh. I saw a guy at where the San Francisco Dam was, and he was a Marine armorer, kind of heavy for being a Marine. And he had a Walther 380, and he was making a 300-yard mortar shot on a boulder.
No, it's doable. I just
there are better choices for that kind of work.
And I would imagine that he probably did that shot many times before he started hitting.
Good practice.
It only took him 3 shots to hit the center.
That particular time, but I'm talking about when nobody was around.
The party piece, right?
Yeah. Because
I was around and watched it. I mean, there are guys who their gunnery computer, the one that's between the ears, mm-hmm. sometimes they work really well.
Yeah.
When you do that for a living, you get pretty good at it. That's I have true. A story about that that's with my true. Ex's father.
Yeah.
So I don't know if CNH still exists, but they had a CNH machine shop that made reloading equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They made a modification. It was a 38-45. They'd take a 38 Colt barrel,
mm-hmm.
bore it out to receive a 45 case, and they'd sell you dies to reduce the mouth on. You'd cut off a 30-06 or a 380 or what is it, a 308,
mm-hmm.
and you'd reduce the mouth size, and you'd wind up using 45 powder loads, and you get about 1,600 foot a second muzzle velocity out of a
Wildcat. Well, that's like 22 TCM now,
or 45 mag or something.
45 mag.
Okay, Howard, listen, we're coming up on a break, so we got to go.
You
thanks.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call.
On keeping the store.
Thank you, sir. Yay. Thank you kindly. And yeah, 45 Win Mag, I think, would be somewhere in there. And
Wildy.
Yeah, the 308 cut down, that's 44 AMP.
That's right.
Oh, I love this song too.
Man, who called the music?
The I tell you what, I did. Yeah, there you go. Hey, this is the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And Pasquale in Santa Monica will get to you right after the break. This is the Gunslinger Hour, and we'll be right back.
I'm a country boy.
Little Chuck Berry right there. Not in B flat, I bet, though.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she drove through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now.
Where's Leon when you need him? See?
Oh,
yeah, this is one of Leon's songs. We're not stealing it, Leon.
Into this.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour. Rerun K.
R-L-A.
And we're already in our final segment.
As we do.
Yeah. As promised, let's get to Pasquale in Santa Monica. I probably butchered your name, but how are you, sir?
Actually, you did much better than most people, Pasquale. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Well, I'd complain, but nobody listens to me. What can we do for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, before I ask you my questions, now, I was going to come to your store, but you're moving. Do you have two stores and only moving one, or
correct.
Are you moving both of them?
No. The one in Orange is the 1740 West La Vida. That one's staying put. We're fine there.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Glendora, we won't be doing this till June, so we'll be there for a while, and that's at 1750 South Grand Avenue, and we're going to move to it's something like 960 South Grand Avenue. So.
Oh, pretty close.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only about a mile.
Actually, easier to get to.
I have a friend in Ontario, and I was going to go visit her and then come to your gun store some Saturday.
Sure.
Is Glendora in Ontario pretty close?
Yeah,
about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's great. I'll see you some Saturday. So my questions are, I was in Santa Barbara, and my landlord, he was very good. He knew about guns and stuff when we went shooting a few times, and we went to the Los Angeles National Park, you know, the outdoor range, which
mm-hmm.
I liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Angeles Range?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up off of the
and
two,
they have
right?
Rifles and pistols, and they have all cool little targets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in Santa Monica now, and I was just wondering two questions. One was, where can I take a course that's not too expensive to learn how to take the guns apart and clean them and put them back together? I was watching this video where there was this Chinese girl who took, you know, an M16 apart and put it back together like in 5 minutes or two
right.
minutes, you know. I don't need to be that proficient, but I would like to not get
sure.
you know, get confused. And stuff.
Out in your area, I believe the LAX,
I think.
Yeah, LAX range, it would probably be your closest bet.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
Yeah, but Google it. You know, most of these ranges are, you know, they're out there. Sometimes you got to do a little hunting and pecking to find one that you like. But
yeah.
But they're out there.
Yeah, find one that you're really comfortable with. Yeah, mm-hmm. shop around a bit. Make sure that you're really comfortable. You want to be a
regular. Do you recommend one that's pretty safe?
Really?
Well, they're pretty, for the most part, these days, they're all pretty safe. That would not be my concern. My only concern, I'm not a big fan of indoor range because of the concussion.
Right with you, man.
I'm not a big fan of that, but I prefer an outdoor range. But if that's all you got, then that's what you go with.
Yeah.
And LAX is an excellent place to go.
The only outdoor ranges, if he's in Santa Monica, the only outdoor ranges are a little bit up the
Yeah, you know, Burrow Canyon it would be one. There's Oak Tree. That's going to be way up the road for him.
You said Burrow or Earl? Burrow Canyon Earl Canyon?
No, Burrow, like the little donkey.
Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow Canyon. That's in Azusa off of the 39. That's a great place to shoot, too. And it's outdoor, and they're pretty reasonably priced.
Oak Tree and Angeles, which are about the same distance for you. That's a bit of a drive.
Yeah,
Oak Tree. On a Saturday, it's nice.
Oak Tree is a real nice range. That's a nice place to be. I've been there a few times.
You.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you.
Go ahead. Thanks so much. One more thing was, so I actually had a concealed permit when I moved to Oakland from Philadelphia in 1970. I got shot at the first day I was there, and I called up the police station, and they were very sympathetic. And at the time, there was a gun store that issued the permits, and I got a permit, but I never bought one because I didn't have a car. I never bought a pistol because I had roommates, and I didn't want anybody to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved back to the East Coast, and I called up the Oakland police, and they said at that time in 73, they said, well, we're just getting into computers. We'll try to put it in the computer for you in case you move back. And, of course, I moved back. But could that help me get a permit now? Because I don't think they have the records anymore.
No. You're going to have to start from square one and follow the rules and – good luck to you.
But if you were listening to Rick Travis, there is some real positive motion in California in that direction.
Yep. So, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks
for having a good show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the kind words. Hey, okay,
I love it. First, I moved to Oakland and I got shot at. By the way, nothing's changed.
Yeah, no.
That's how everyone's story from Oakland starts. Got to Oakland, I got shot at.
Yeah. Went to Oakland for a hamburger, I got shot at. Yeah.
We call that a Wednesday.
Hey, real fast, you know what? I had my buddies all really did something big for me yesterday. My birthday was trashed by the weather. So they really all surprised me yesterday, and they took me out on a real nice trip, the little bar crawl and stuff. But I wanted to thank them. Jeff, Morgan, Amber, Evan, Jimmy and Alicia were there. Eric Kelly.
Was trashed by the weather.
Oh, yeah. And it was very much much more pleasant. And Nick and Mandy, and of course my wife, Michelle. I just want to thank you guys for such a wonderful time last night. And I've recouped pretty well. The voice is still kind of
these are all almost all of these are my lost boys.
Yeah, so the whole gang was there. We were having a good time.
And nobody called me.
Hey, you know what? They didn't call me. It was a surprise.
Yeah, it was not like he could tell you.
Well, not him, but you know.
but we had a really good time. Everyone was safe.
I should have known when the grandkids got dropped off at my house. Something was going on. Yeah.
And it was funny. I saw Jimmy the night before, and he did not give away the goose. It was good.
Yeah. Real quick, we got one more call. Let's try and squeeze it in.
Angela.
Okay, it's a funny spelling on the screen. What can we do for you?
I just wanted you guys to advertise a little about the different ways to listen to your show, because I know someone that I want to listen to the show, but he says he's having a problem getting it to come in on his radio where he lives.
Okay. Well, what you do is you download iHeartRadio on your phone, and it gives you 10,000 different stations, and KRLA is one of them.
And stream digitally, so you don't have to worry about having
it. So anywhere your smartphone goes, you can hear us.
And then once again, we are on Facebook Live, and that's the Gunslinger Hour Radio Show on Facebook Live. On Rumble, it's the same show name, Gunslinger Hour Radio Show, so you have those two options as well.
We have the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And are you on Salem's thing at all?
RJ, are we on the Salem thing?
I believe.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So iHeartRadio, Facebook, and Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the gunslingerauctions.com. We have our episodes on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gunslinger Options.
Options. Gunslingerauctions.com.
Auctions. And that's live?
No, that's a podcast, so you can hear all our previous shows.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks so much.
You bet, man.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Okay, really quick, because we got like a minute and a half left. We're still looking for help, folks. Gunslingers is still looking for help. We're always trying to find people to come in and be in the wonderful world of guns. Be it auctions
or
I tell you what. So come by.
Yeah, come on by. It's really, especially with the new move, we're going to need help moving and need setting up. Yeah. And we're going to need help when we start selling them guns again over there at the new place.
Tomorrow, me and the mayor will be hanging out in Glendora.
Hey!
Me and the mayor. Hey.
Yeah, I tell you. And the rest of the week, I'm in Orange at 1740 West La Vida. You can give me a call at 626-914-7010 or in Orange at 714-939-1172.
Hey, and he sells firearms and accessories. So and everything. If you're looking for something there.
Yeah, boy. And we're working on a catalog. Are you ready for this? We're already already at something like 250 lots in, and we're pretty much full. We're starting to book stuff.
What date is that again?
That would be May 28th.
Oh, that's forever from now, right?
Yeah, right.
No, all of a sudden it's not.
I know. Any questions, anything, you guys, go to Gunslinger Auctions. .com And there's the old music on the wall. That means we got to get the heck out of here. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. This has been the Gunslinger Hour. I want to thank Jimmy. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank RJ. I want to thank Ryan and everybody over here.
Kevin,
we'll see you guys next week. Oh, and Kevin, of course. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Love you guys tonight.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.